In this Mishnah, we're going to learn about different types of writing where he would not be chayiv, because it's not in the normal way. You're not allowed to do it, but he wouldn't be chayiv a karban chatas. For example, kasav b'mashkin, he wrote with liquid, types of liquid that give it like a dark substance, like mulberry juice, meitusim, or similar things. B'mei peiris, or the juice of other peiris. B'avak derachim, he writes in the sand, puts his finger into the sand, and he writes letters, or he writes on the dust of anything that settles on a surface. Or b'avak ha-soifrim, the dust of the soifrim, of the scribes. The soifer has an inkwell. Now, even though he's finished with the ink, there's some residue, there's some like dry ink that remains at the bottom. So what does he do? He inserts his finger and writes letters. It doesn't last. Now let it do it, but he wouldn't be chayiv. U'b'chol davar she'eina miskayim, or with anything that's not going to last, potter, he is potter. Now the same is true. If let's say he used regular ink, but let's say he wrote on a tomato, it's not going to stay there. He also wouldn't be chayiv. In order to be chayiv, it has to be the type of ink and on the type of surface where it's going to stay. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us some very interesting shinuyim about how a person writes in a rather strange way. Li'achar yadik, that's about with the back of his hand. When you write your palms facing downwards, and you're holding the pen, right, between your fingers. Well, what about, imagine, his palm is facing upwards. Okay, you're looking down, you see the palm in your hands, and he tucks the pen between his fingers, and he writes that way. Why he's doing it this way? I don't know. But if he does it on Shabbos, although he's not allowed, he wouldn't be chayiv. Biragloi. He wrote with his foot. Bipiv. With his mouth. Imagine someone has a pen between the fingers of his feet, and that's how he's writing. Or he has a pen in his mouth, and that's how he's writing. Uvamarpakai. That means with his elbow. With his elbow? Yeah, he holds the pen like, you know, by his elbow. He like crouches his hand. He sticks the hand between his elbow and the crouch, and that's how he moves his elbow back and forth, and that's how he writes. Vayter zakta mishnah. Kasev ois achas, he writes a single letter. Samach leksav, alongside a written letter. Let's say he had a letter that was really written before Shabbos. He writes a second letter alongside it on Shabbos, so he completes the word. So he's not chayiv because the ma'aseh of the whole word wasn't written on Shabbos. Vayter zakta mishnah. Kasav al gabe kasav. He writes over words that are already written. He runs the kulmus, that's the cipher's pen, over letters that were written. Okay, maybe he's mechadish it, maybe it looks a little stronger now. Well, the ma'aseh is not adding any new letters. And therefore, he would not be chayiv. This chavan lichtav ches, he really wanted to write a ches. But because of shnei zayinin, he winds up writing two zayins. Now, remember what a ches looks like in a sefer Torah? It's like two zayins side by side. And like a little teepee connecting them on top. Like a pointy roof between the two zayins. So he really wanted to write a ches. But he forgot to make that little roof on top. So instead of the ches, all you have is two zayins. So he intended really to write only one letter, but lemaisi you have two letters. Or vayta zakta mishna echad ba'aretz, he writes, let's say, an aleph on the floor, v'echad ba'kaida, and a beis on the ceiling. So remember in the previous mishna where we said he's chayiv, he wrote the letters even though on two different walls, but it's like by the corner. You make the turn and there's the next letter, you see that it's connected. Here it like has no shaychas to each other. Not only if he writes one on the floor and one on the ceiling, does it have no shaychas on each other. But the Mishnah continues, Kasav al shnei kais le'abayis, even if he wrote the two of them on two walls of the house. But not right next to each other on a corner, but opposite each other. Let's say you walk into your house. On your right side there's a wall, he writes an aleph. On the left side there's a wall, he writes a beis. The aleph and the beis are opposite each other. Or al shnei dafei pinkas, on like the two pages of the ledger, but ve'ein nehegin ze'em ze'. You don't see any connection between the two. Now this ledger has like a, you know, different rows or different papers that are connected to each other. So he writes one letter on one of them, another letter on the other of them in such a way you can't put the two together, not unless you cut out what's in the middle. So even though they're separated on the ledger, but they're closer than when one is on the floor and one is on the ceiling, or there are two walls opposite each other. So the Batanut explains, this is called Loizu Afsu, where sometimes the Mishnah says, not only this, but I'll tell you even a bigger Chiddush. Not only if they're on two separate walls, or on the wall and on the ceiling, do we say that it has no shachas to each other, and therefore you wouldn't be chayiv, because that's not called writing two letters. That's one letter and a totally different letter that has no shachas to it. The same is true even with the ledger. If ein nehegen ze im ze, if lemaisa can't be read together, potter he's potter. Finally, says the Mishnah, kasev ois achas noitarikain. He wrote an abbreviation. Let's say he wrote the letter kuf, but that stands for carbon. Or he wrote the letter mem, and that stands for meiser, or tuf, or truma. And that's what the taka used to write sometimes on the jars or on the boxes, so we should know which is which. So what do I do here? On the one hand, you're telling me you're only chayav a Shabbos if you write two letters. On the other hand, he really wrote something which means more than two letters. He wrote a kuf, which means carbon. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Seir Emer Chayiv is Chayiv, because everyone understands that this letter represents a whole word. So it's as if he wrote not just kuf, but kuf resh beis nun. On the other hand, v'chachamim paitrin, because the chachamim say, l'maisa, maybe you understand that's what it means. But he didn't write two letters. The halach is like the chachamim. So real quickly, in this Mishnah, let's see all the things that a person would not be Chayiv on, although you're not supposed to do it l'chatchila. If you wrote with certain kinds of berry juices, even though it's very black, or with other juices, you write in the sand, or you write in the residue of the ink, anything that's not going to last your potter. If you write with your hand upside down, if you put the pen between the toes of your feet, in your mouth, or with your elbow, you're not chayim. It's a shinui. If you added a letter to something that already has been written from before Shabbos, if you wanted to write a ches, but by mistake it was two Zions because you forgot to connect them, even though really he wrote two letters in both these cases, the dynasty's potter. If you write one on the floor and one on the ceiling, or on two opposite walls, or on two parts of a ledger that don't connect, in all these cases he would be potter. And if you wrote one letter which represents a whole word, Rabbi Yeshua ben Seir says he's chayiv, and the Chachamim say, he would be potter.